Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Today's program is dedicated to the memory of Dudley Hill, a great guitarist and friend over the years, Pacific Northwest musician. And my feelings about him are deep, and I send love and all that to his family, his brother Bob. Later on in the program, I will play some things in memory of Dudley. Ellington up now, a trio, Aaron Bell on bass and Sammy Woodyard on drums and Duke, of course, at the piano. I was talking to some people last week about his ability as a pianist. He's not regarded as that so much because he did so much in composition and leading a band for 50 years and all. But he was an amazing pianist. And here he is in two compositions, both by him, It's Bad to Be Forgotten and 100 Dreams Ago.
Thank you.
Duke Ellington trio. I say a Duke Ellington trio because there were many. Aaron Bell on bass and Sammy Woodyard on the drums. Two compositions by Ellington, who was at the piano, for Columbia Records, 1961. It's Bad to Be Forgotten and 100 Dreams Ago. 1968 now, this is a tape I have of rehearsals in part. He was working, Ellington was, on a larger composition called The River. And this is part four, called The Giggling Rapids. Duke Ellington in November 1968. That's a tape I have of some rehearsals. And putting together, in this case, a larger composition, which Ellington will call The River. And that was part four, called The Giggling Rapids, featuring Johnny Hodges on alto saxophone and Paul Gonzalez on tenor saxophone. From the same time, Ellington gathered together a trio, plus Johnny Hodges, and the wonderful bass you heard there was Jeff Castleman, and the wonderful drumming was Rufus Jones, and they joined Duke Ellington and Johnny Hodges for a working of Sophisticated Lady. Johnny Hodges soloing on Sophisticated Lady with Duke Ellington at the piano. Jeff Castleman playing bass and Rufus Jones on the drums. 11-1968, November of 1968. As I said, coming from some rehearsal tapes that I collected over the years. To end this opening sequence of Duke Ellington, we go to Chicago, March 1957. This is one that Ellington calls Short Sheet Cluster, and we're going to hear Take 10. They were working out all kinds of things here. And this features Clark Terry on the trumpet.
Kated Lake.
Ellington and a composition he called Short Sheet Cluster, and that was take 10. What that means, and I don't mean to insult the intelligence, of course, of you out there that know that, but many are just getting into this music. A lot of young people listen to this program, and the take, of course, in this case take 10, means that they've had 9 other ones before, working it out, listening to it, making some changes before they actually submit it for publication on a record. That was Ellington in Chicago, March 1957. This is The Art of Jazz. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz, and support for KPLU comes from you. And let's go to 1956 now and listen to the wonderful singing of an early artist in this music, Lizzie Miles.
You make me, make me a pallet on your floor.
Lizzie Miles there singing for you in 1956 with Bob Scobie's trumpet and his band. Make Me a Pallet on the Floor, written by Perry Bradford and issued by Verve Long Playing Records. Benny Golson, the great composer and tenor saxophonist, issued a record in 1958 called Benny Golson and the Philadelphians. And the success of the football team, it's appropriate, I think, to play this. It's called You're Not the Kind. It was written by Gigi Grice and arranged for the band. And the band consists of Golson, Lee Morgan on trumpet, Ray Bryant on piano, Percy Heath bass, and Philly Joe Jones on the drums. That flows beautifully. That's Benny Golson, his tenor saxophone, and the Philadelphians. November 1958 for United Artists Records. You're Not the Kind, written by G.G. Grice and arranged for the band. Golson playing tenor, Lee Morgan on trumpet, Ray Bryant on the piano, Percy Heath bass, and Philly Joe Jones, one of the great drummers of all time, right there. Benny Golson and the Philadelphians on United Artists, November 1958, if you want to go out and try to find that. A lot of listeners call and say they've started record hunting, and it's kind of fun to do that. They dust off the old turntable and try that out for a while. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and...
I lead a charmed life, so you see. Must be a charmed life, you're with me. I never knew in all of my palmiest days, with you skies, I'd view skies as blue skies wherever I gaze. A child of fortune, and for true, I've got a fortune, I've got you. It's nice to know that there are two happy as we, and that you can lead a charmed life with me.
Recognize that group. I just had a call. Somebody did ask me, is that the Accidentals? And I said, yeah, the Accidentals, 1958 for ABC Paramount. I Lead a Charmed Life, written and arranged for the band and for them by Russell Garcia. The Accidentals, Ann Winters, Bob Sumners, Milt Chapman, and Sandy Rogers. And the trumpet player there, and I mean, I know something about the music, but sometimes I get bogged down with trying to figure it out. It's a beautiful solo on the trumpet there. And in the trumpet section, Don Fagerquist, Buddy Childers, Ray Lynn, and Maynard Ferguson. Your choice. I hear Fagerquist sometimes, and then I change my mind. Nevertheless, it's beautiful. The Accidentals, 1958, I Lead a Charmed Life, written by Russell Garcia. And all of that coming to us by way of ABC Paramount Records. Here's Oscar Peterson Trio in Copenhagen, May 1965.
Thank you.
Some history there for Oscar Peterson. We wish him well in his recovery and all that. In Copenhagen, May 1965, for Limelight Long Playing Records, the name of the record is Eloquence, aptly named. Oscar Peterson at the piano, and Ray Brown bass, and Ed Thigpen on the drums, and Joseph Cosma's 1947 hit Autumn Leaves. The Oscar Peterson Trio in Copenhagen, 1965. And if you're looking for records, or not, it's Limelight Long Playing Records. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and...
What'll I do when you are far away and I am blue? What'll I do? What'll I do when I am one? Kissing you, what'll I do? What'll I do with just a photograph to tell my troubles to? what'll I do? It's not the note I sent you that you quickly burned. It's not the book I lent you that you never returned. Remember, it's my heart. The heart with which so willingly I part. It's yours to take, to keep or break, but please, before you start, be careful. It's my heart.
That's wonderful. Rosemary Clooney and Ed Bickert, June 1984 for Concord Records. Both compositions by Irving Berlin. What'll I do? And Be Careful, It's My Heart. And Berlin, like Cole Porter, didn't collaborate much. I mean, he wrote it all. Rosemary Clooney, Ed Bickert, What'll I Do? Be Careful, It's My Heart, 1984. Here's Bob Brookmeyer's Big Band, 1956, and the Jesse Greer 1929 hit, Just You, Just Me. Bob Brookmeyer and his band and his valve trombone and his arrangement. His arrangement of Jesse Greer's Just You, Just Me, 1956 for Vic, V-I-K, Long Playing Records, Bob Brookmeyer. Nice about his arrangements is that they breathe, they open up, they fill up, and then they exhale a little bit and leave some room. Bob Brookmeyer. This is 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, NPR News and All That Jazz, a service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and it's my pleasure to be with you on Sunday afternoons between 3 and 6. And here's Kenny Dorham. Artist Kenny Dorham and his trumpet and his band, 1960 for Jaro Long Playing Records. We heard three. The first one by Dorham called Butch's Blues. That for the bass player, Butch Warren. It's a Lazy Afternoon, a 1954 beauty by Jerome Ross. And Six Bits by Manny Album. In the band, Dorham trumpet, Charlie Davis baritone saxophone, Tommy Flanagan at the piano. Butch Warren on bass, and Buddy Enlow playing the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... I want to chase a trumpet player with a trumpet player. I know people say, don't do that, don't do that. Why not? Here's another trumpet player.
I went down to the the day, girl. Got the power line blues. I went down to Bodega, got the power line blues. PG&E, give Bodega back to me. Went fishing in the sea. I went down to Bodega, went fishing in the sea. Utility company, well, it ain't what it used to be. Misery. I went down to Bodega, caught the earthquake misery. AEC, something's shaking me.
Thank you.
Waters, excuse me, Lou Waters and his band, 1964 for Fantasy Records. And we heard two Waters compositions, Blues Over Bodega and Emperor Norton's Hunch. Lou Waters playing trumpet and Bob Melky on trombone, Bob Helm on clarinet, Wally Rose at the piano, Monty Ballou on banjo, Bob Short on bass, Thad Bandon on drums, and singing for us, Barbara Dane. The Blues Over Bodega has to do with Bodega Bay north of San Francisco. The AEC, Atomic Energy Commission, decided to put some reactor there. And, of course, it's earthquake country, folks. Hello, wake up. And there was big protest about it. I don't know what happened, but the band played and made the tune. Lou Waters, famous for his Yerba Buena jazz band. What is that translated? Good grass? Fantasy LP, Lou Waters, 1964. Goodbye Pork Pie Hat coming up now. This was a pay-on by Charlie Mingus on the death of Lester Young, who wore a pork pie hat most of his life and played the tenor sax beautifully. Mingus wrote this beautiful composition for him. And I brought along the Paris 1987 get-together on Owl Records of Gil Evans on the piano and Steve Lacy on soprano saxophone.
Lucky, man. God bless me, you know. I was blessed by God.
Feeling goes on for you and me. guidebook is a history book, and a circus, dangerous clowns, balancing dreadful and wonderful perceptions they have been handed day by day, generations on down.
Composition by Charlie Mingus, Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, in memory of Lester Young. We heard Gil Evans on keyboard and Steve Lacy on soprano saxophone in Paris in 1987 for Owl Records, and their version of that. And then Joni Mitchell, 1979, the year Mingus died, giving her version and adding a lyric to it. That's on Asylum Records, 1979, Joni Mitchell, Goodbye, Pork Pie Hat. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you are listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... Well, let's see, where are my notes? Oh, there they are. Let's hear Nat Cole now, his voice and the arrangements of Nelson Riddle for Capitol Records in 1953, and then in 1956 with an arrangement by Gordon Jenkins.
This is our last dance together. Tonight soon will be long ago. And in our moment of parting, this is all I want you to know. Many other nights like this, and I'll be standing here with someone new, there will be other songs to sing. Another fall another spring. But there will never be another you. There will be other lips that I may kiss, but they won't thrill me like yours used to do. Yes, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never ever be another you? Yes, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never ever be another? The purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale, a paradise where roses bloom. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it will remain. make my stardust melody the memory of love's refrain.
Nat Cole for Capitol Records, first in 1953 in Hollywood. There Will Never Be Another You, written by Harry Warren and the lyric by Mack Gordon. And Cole gave us the verse and the chorus, which is always nice because it's part of the composition. The arrangement by Nelson Riddle. Then 1956, also for Capitol, an arrangement by Gordon Jenkins of Hoagie Carmichael and Mitchell Parrish. Stardust, verse and chorus as well. Nat Cole for you from 53 and 56, both on Capitol, long playing records. This program is The Art of Jazz, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and All That Jazz, and support for KPLU comes from you. And this is Wynton Kelly now coming up, one of the great artists of the piano in this art form. 1959 for Riverside, he is joined by Paul Chambers on bass and Jimmy Cobb on the drums, and this is one that Kelly wrote called Old Clothes. pianist Wynton Kelly and his trio there with Paul Chambers bass and Jimmy Cobb on the drums, and one that Kelly wrote called Old Clothes. Riverside Long Playing Records, 1959. Now that trio is going to be added to. Nat Adderley is coming in to play his cornet. Bobby Jasper coming in to play flute. And Benny Golson on the tenor saxophone. And they're going to do another Kelly original called Keep It Moving. The Wynton Kelly Sextet, 1959 for Riverside Records. That was called Keep It Movin', written by Kelly. Nat Adderley playing his cornet, Bobby Jasper flute, Benny Golson tenor saxophone, Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Jimmy Cobb on the drums. Jimmy Cobb. This is 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, NPR News and All That Jazz, the service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. It's my pleasure to be with you on Sunday afternoon between 3 and 6. Here's Betty Bennett in Los Angeles, 1958, arrangement by Shorty Rogers of a Ben Oakland Mitchell Parish tune called Sidewalks of Cuba.
Give me a table for two where we can both sit and view a sky of blue. In a cafe out on the gay sidewalks of Cuba. And as we sit there and dine, you lift a goblet of wine to clink with mine. In a cafe out on the gay sidewalks of Cuba. Intoxicated by romance, I take you by the hand. We join the others as they dance to a hot rumba band. I know I'd even go through a revolution or two, and so would you. I'd take a chance out on the gay sidewalks of Cuba. The sleepy afternoon is ending. The evening sun is now descending. And you and I will soon be bending an elbow down at Sloppy Joe's window and so. Much more than anything, I'd rather be where the merrymakers gather and work themselves into a lather to make a night of it while Joe's Bacardi flows. Intoxicated by romance, I take you by the hand. We join the others as they dance to a hot rumba band. Revolution is not the solution for you and me. I'd take a chance so we could dance, kiss and romance in a cafe out on the gay sidewalks of Cuba.
Now we continue as Woody Herman and the orchestra lead us through the strains of the Sidewalks of Cuba.
Thank you.
two different paintings of a composition called The Sidewalks of Cuba, music written by Ben Oakland and the lyric by Mitchell Parrish of Stardust fame. Betty Bennett, I said 58, is 55 in Los Angeles. For Atlantic Records, she sang it, arrangement by Shorty Rogers. And then On the Road with Woody Herman's wonderful 1946 band from First Heard Records out of England, and their version of Sidewalks of Cuba, Woody's wonderful clarinet work in that, and Sonny Berman's trumpet and Chuck Wayne on his guitar right there. And I want to continue with Woody Herman, but first let me tell you, this is The Art of Jazz, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you, and I want to continue with that 1946 Woody Herman band, On the Road, and here they are.
Yes, it's the Woody Herman Show, the tops in modern American music, the 1946 King of Swing, Woody Herman!
Right now, the boys and I deal from the top of the deck with Get Happy! Up a storm. Thank you.
On the Road with Woody Herman, 1946. What that means is the band traveled around and visited you where you were. Lots of dances. The swing era out of the 30s and through World War II after that. Then the big band sort of took a nosedive for a while. It was very difficult to keep a band together of 15 people. Herman did it for 50 years. Ellington did it for 50 years. Basie. All of that. It really something. I think I told you that in 1938, there were about 2,500 big bands going around, territory bands. Maybe they only played in one state, and there were a handful of really name bands, but there were bands playing for people to be active. Activity makes you feel good, I think. Anyway. Woody Herman for First Heard Records out of England. We heard Get Happy, Jimmy Rolls on piano, Red Norvo soloing on vibes, Sonny Berman's trumpet, Shorty Rogers' trumpet, and Bill Harris on his trombone. Then Blowing Up a Storm with Rolls again on the piano, Herman on his clarinet, Flip Phillips on his tenor saxophone, Harris again on trombone, and Berman again on his trumpet. Woody Herman, 1956. 1946. 56 is up next. Miles Davis with John Coltrane, Red Garland, Paul Chambers, and Philly Joe Jones. And Thelonious Monk's Round Midnight. Miles Davis, 1956 for Columbia Records, early 1956, and Thelonious Monk's Round Midnight. Miles, of course, on trumpet, and John Coltrane, tenor saxophone, Red Garland, piano, Paul Chambers, bass, and Philly Joe Jones on the drums. I'm going to get back to one more with that band. But first, I want to tell you, this is The Art of Jazz, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Well, I told you I was going to continue with Miles Davis, and they're going to do a Charlie Parker composition based on George Gershwin's I Got Rhythm called Alucha, A-H-L-E-U-C-H-A. Miles and Train and Garland and Paul Chambers and Philly Joe Jones are going to do it. Philly Joe is amazing. He listens so beautifully to what's going on around him. And he accents with the drums in support of what's going on by other members of the band. Listen to what he does at the beginning section of Alucha behind Miles.
Thank you.
that be a masterpiece, I think? Miles Davis and Charlie Parker's Alucha. For Columbia Records, I don't know, a couple of months earlier than around midnight, late 1955. Miles and John Coltrane, Red Garland's piano, Paul Chambers' bass, and Philly Joe Jones on the drums. Alucha. Alucha. Miles Davis. All right. What time is it? Oh, 5:31 and 8 seconds. I got another announcement, but I don't want to do it yet. Oh, I want to do. Let's go to Phineas Newborn Jr., 1955, for Atlantic Records. And this is a beauty written by Harry Warren called The Boar I See You. Newborn Jr., 1955, at the piano, solo piano. Atlantic Records, The More I See You, written by Harry Warren. Up next, Phineas is going to play a blues that he wrote called Newport Blues. That's a blues written by the pianist Phineas Newborn Jr. performing there for you. He calls it Newport Blues for Atlantic Long Playing Records, 1955. Phineas Newborn Jr. That's something. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Now I'd like to do something in memory of Dudley Hill, who passed on. A really wonderful, brilliant guitarist and a wonderful person. I don't have time to tell all the stories, but about 40 years ago, I wandered into a saloon someplace with my horn, and Dudley was there, and he and I did some duets, which was wonderful. I hold that dear. And in the Tacoma, Seattle area, he impressed me, Dudley did, and there was another great guitarist at that time named Don Ober. You may remember him. And I remember hearing Dudley several times with a group called the Sky Boys. You might remember that band. And certainly Pearl Django. And I hope others are playing as much of Dudley's playing as they can, because what I did was I brought another guitarist to play something, is the tradition in a wake. And here from 1965, in memory of Dudley Hill, is Charlie Byrd. Thank you. starring of guitarist Dudley Hill. That was Charlie Byrd, 1965 for Riverside Records. Am I Blue, written by Harry Axt. And Tears, written by Django Reinhardt. Here's the Basie Reunion Band. What fun. Sometime in 1957, I think about the fall of that year, Prestige, Long Playing Records, issued that band, and they called the record the Basie Reunion. And membership of people who had been in the Basie ensemble at one time or another, for whatever reason. The composition was called Out the Window, a beauty written by Eddie Durham. Paul Quinichette on tenor saxophone, Shad Collins on trumpet, Nat Pierce on the piano, and the classic Basie rhythm section, Freddie Green on guitar, Walter Page bass, Joe Jones on the drums. Basie Reunion, 1957, Out the Window. This is 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, NPR News and All That Jazz, a service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.